Krishna Book, Canto 2, Gokula, Chapter 7, Scene 1, On Hearing. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is always full of six opulences, namely, complete wealth, complete strength, complete fame, complete knowledge, complete beauty, and complete renunciation. The Lord appears in different complete eternal forms of incarnation. The conditioned soul has immense opportunity to hear about the transcendental activities of the Lord in these different incarnations. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Janma Karma Chame Divyam. The pastimes and activities of the Lord are not material. They are beyond the material conception. But the conditioned soul can benefit by hearing such uncommon activities. Hearing is an opportunity to associate with the Lord. To hear His activities is to evolve to the transcendental nature, simply by hearing. The conditioned soul has a natural aptitude to hear something about other conditioned souls in the form of fiction, drama, and novel. And that inclination to hear something about others may be utilized in hearing the pastimes of the Lord. Then one can immediately evolve to one's transcendental nature. Krishna's pastimes are not only beautiful, they are also very pleasing to the mind. If someone takes advantage of hearing the pastimes of the Lord, the material contamination of dust accumulated in the heart due to long association with material nature can be immediately cleansed. Lord Chaitanya also instructed that simply by hearing the transcendental name of Lord Krishna, one can cleanse the heart of all material contamination. There are different processes for self-realization, but this process of devotional service, of which hearing is the most important function, when adopted by any conditioned soul, will automatically cleanse one of the material contamination and enable one to realize his or her real constitutional position. Conditional life is due to this contamination only, and as soon as it is cleared off, then naturally the dormant function of the living entity, rendering service to the Lord, awakens. And by developing one's eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord, one becomes eligible to create friendship with the devotees. Maharaj Parikshit recommended from his practical experience that everyone try to hear about the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. This Krishna book treatise is meant for that purpose, and the reader may take advantage in order to attain the ultimate goal of human life. The Lord, out of His causeless mercy, descends upon this material world and displays His activities just like an ordinary man. Unfortunately, the impious entities or the atheistic class of men consider Krishna to be an ordinary man like themselves, and so they deride Krishna. And this is condemned in the Bhagavad Gita by the Lord Himself when He says, Avajananti mang mudha. The mudhas or the rascals take Krishna to be an ordinary man or a slightly more powerful man, then out of their great misfortune, they cannot accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes, such unfortunate persons misrepresent themselves as incarnations of Krishna without referring to the authorized scriptures. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.